Message number 794. The world will rejoice, for along with my church in Rome the Jewish nations will be cut down. Friday, May 17, 2013. My dearest daughter, I reveal to you in intimacy my pain and sorrow as I relive all over again the agony I endured in the Garden of Olives. Then my pain created by the evil one who showed me visions of the future was caused by the paganism which would sweep the earth in your time. I knew then, just as can be seen now, the hatred in the world which exists for me, Jesus Christ. My suffering is exacerbated by the fact that humanity still does not fully understand the sacrifice which was made by me for their souls. My crucifixion was to save every generation, including those in the world today. My pain is great at this time, and my suffering is being manifested within you, my daughter, and other victim souls, so that I can salvage the most ravaged amongst you. I cry bitter tears, and my heart is heaving as sin is being spread through the laws in your countries, which will force innocent souls into temptation. Not only will they feel the sin can now be justified because the laws in their countries condone them, but they will also be accused of breaking the laws of their land if they uphold my holy word. Oh, how deceived you are! How far you have wandered away from me! How much you offend me! Those with responsibility for proclaiming my word, hear me now. Your duty is to safeguard my holy word at all times. Your vow is to obey my word and my teachings as they were contained in the creation of my church on earth. Never deviate from the truth. Prepare your souls, for soon you will be forced against your will to deny me through the sacraments. You must keep alert at all times for the great changes which lie ahead. To the whole of humanity I call on you to respond to my voice, the voice of truth, the voice of love, the voice of your master. Soon you will see me. Then the cobwebs will be cleared away from your eyes, and then the truth will become clear. When the day of my mercy dawns, you must know that my second coming will take place very soon afterwards. And while I yearn for all of you to turn to me, I cry with sorrow for the souls who are lost to me. I must warn those who tried to stop me in the salvation of souls that I will punish you should you continue to defy the word of God. I refer not to these messages, although I am saddened that you will not listen to me, but to the abolition of my holy word in your nations. Light will fight dark. The light of God keeps you alive. Darkness destroys you. My light will become brighter and brighter until my Holy Eucharist is banished. Then it will fade. Then my church will crumble and appear to die. The world will rejoice, for along with my church in Rome the Jewish nations will be cut down. This will be the greatest deceit to befall mankind, and those who accept this wicked form of paganism will be swept away in the flood. And then after the fires which will sweep the earth will rise my church again into its full glorious form. This will be the end for sinners who refuse my hand, but the beginning of eternal life for those who love me. Your Jesus.